USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And what do you think is happening now?
I think it's being stomped on.
That woman at a stay-at-home order protest in Ohio wants to see the economy reopened.
The cure is worse than the disease.
Some states, such as Georgia, have begun easing their stay-at-home orders and reopening the economy. But at the other end of the spectrum, in New York City, legislation is expected to be introduced today to shut down city streets to traffic during the lockdown. It would close 75 miles of streets in all five boroughs, allowing room for social distancing. President Trump will sign an executive order later today that he says will initiate a 60-day pause in immigration because of the pandemic, but would only apply to people seeking green cards to become permanent U.S. residents. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the key to reopening the country after the coronavirus pandemic is testing, and getting more testing available is key to that. The California Democrat saying she's pleased that, in her words, Senate Republicans finally came around to passing the latest COVID-19 legislative package, which features loans for small businesses.
We're very pleased that the Senate finally accepted the fact that we needed more money for testing, for hospitals, for smaller businesses to participate in the Paycheck Protection Program.
Pelosi spoke on MSNBC. Republicans saw it differently, claiming Democrats were holding up the passage of that measure. All three major stock indexes up more than 1.5% in morning trading on Wall Street after a couple of days of steep declines again. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt now suing the Chinese government for withholding information about COVID-19. The lawsuit alleges that the Chinese government's actions to suppress information about the virus led to more deaths and severe economic consequences in Missouri, among other places. In a press release, Schmidt says the Chinese government lied to the world about the danger and contagious nature of COVID-19, silenced whistleblowers, and did little to stop the spread of the disease. It's unlikely that high school seniors in America will be going to their proms this year, so Olive Garden wants to help, at least a little. The restaurant chain is now asking the class of 2020 to send in pictures of themselves in their prom attire via social media, and Olive Garden will then edit those photos with different themed backgrounds, and they'll get some sort of an undisclosed surprise back in the mail. Michael Jordan is donating all the proceeds from the Last Dance docuseries. Forbes reporting the NBA legend is set to make between $3 to $4 million for that ESPN series, focusing on the Chicago Bulls' 1997 and 1998 season. The first two parts of the Last Dance premiered over the weekend. Jordan hasn't yet said what charities he'll be donating to. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.